anybody doesn't want their cookie or your gift card, make sure to see me afterwards, okay? I want to help you with that. All right, we want to be a blessing here, so if you don't want it, so. You know, it's kind of interesting. Obviously, we're coming up on the Christmas season here, and the kids did a great job, and also Wendy did a great job, and Mr. Dwight, all the technical people over here, let's give them a big hand. Yay. Always do a great job. We don't give them enough credit because I don't know anything about this video stuff, like all this, you know, stuff. So I'm just like.
So his wife is saying he didn't go to bed last night.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, I'm just saying that there's a lot of creative stuff on our video stuff, and it's because of Dwight, you know, and Dean does a great job too. So thanks again, guys, for all you do, because I would be just like a little cheesy. Yeah, a little PowerPoint with a smiley face, and so it would be less than creative, so like, yeah, it'd be pathetic, but anyway, this morning I thought it'd be interesting to read the account, you know, it's so nice, we have different, you know, excerpts, and we're talking about different things in these stories, but I think it's very valuable to take the time to read out of the Bible the event, the way that the Bible says that it actually happened. You know, we look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, and we can start here, and I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I just think it's very valuable, and then next week at our candlelight communion, it's going to be awesome, guys. I love that time together. If we look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, and again, I just want to read through this today, because you know what? God's word will speak for itself. It's, you know, commentary is good and the preaching is good, but when you just read the Bible, there's something about that that brings it alive. And it says in verse 18 on Matthew chapter 1, and this is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother, Mary, this I'm reading on New Living Translation, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. Now, this says a lot about Joseph, doesn't it? Verse 20, as he considered this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary is your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Verse 24, when Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife, but he did not have any relations with her until after the son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus. Chapter 2. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his son as it rose, and we have come to worship him. King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, where is the Messiah supposed to be born? In Bethlehem in Judea, they said, for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the ruling cities of Judah. For a ruler will come from you, who will be the shepherd for my people Israel. Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too. After this interview, the wise men went away. And the star that they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. He went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And they opened up their treasure chests and gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And when it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route. For God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother. The angel said, stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and his mother, Mary. And they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord spoke through the prophet, saying, I called my son out of Egypt. Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all of the boys in and around Bethlehem that were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's reports of the first star's appearance. Herod's brutal action filled what God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping, oh, and great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. And when Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Get up, the angel said. Take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, because those who were trying to kill the child are dead. So Joseph got up and returned to the land of Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he had learned that all the new rulers of Judah was Herod's son, Archelaus, he was afraid to go there. Then he was warned in a dream. He left for the region of Galilee. So the family went and lived in the town of Nazareth. This fulfilled the prophets had said, he will be called a Nazarene. And if we look at Luke chapter 1, verse 26, gives us another portion of the account. Luke chapter 1, verse 26, and it says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. You know, Jesus had a very supernatural birth. God supernaturally spoke to Mary. God supernaturally spoke to Joseph. God supernaturally provided for Jesus. God supernaturally delivered them from Herod to Egypt. God supernaturally brought them back to Israel, into Galilee, into Nazareth. You know, God specifically placed Mary and Joseph in Jesus' life. Why? Because Joseph instantly obeyed. Mm-hmm. These are keys. You know, Mary, and you know the great thing was? The difference between John's father, which is Zechariah, and Mary, was because when the angel came and spoke, Mary said, so be it unto your word. And John said, how can this be? And he doubted God. Yeah, he doubted. And what are the results? So God placed, and I believe he does that for all of us, he places people that are key in our lives to help us to the next stage. Jesus had supernatural provision. He had supernatural. He had parents who were obedient, who trusted God. Jesus was supernatural all the way around. Supernaturally provided for. We expected a king to be born in a palace. You know, Jesus is born in a very humble beginning. You know, the cool thing about it is, you know, God didn't proclaim this to royalty and everything else, just some shepherds in a field. The angels came and sang. The Savior was born, declared it. The Bible says that he will confound the wise on his process. This doesn't make any sense to me. I have no idea why God did it this way, but he did. And he was brilliant in doing it. You know, just as we close here, and we'll just end in prayer, because I think it's just important just to read the scripture, amen? Not to expound on it. Expounding is good, but just to take the time to read the scripture about who he is and the story and the account of Jesus. Because we can get things where it's regurgitated, it's watered down. But just to take the word of God and to read it, and the account is timeless. This morning, Lord, we come before you. And we always want to give an opportunity. You know, anybody here that you've never experienced God's love, you've never come to him, or you want to come back to him, or you need prayer, just raise your hands. This morning, you know, Jesus died to give you supernatural life. Give us more abundantly. John 10:10 says that the devil, which is the enemy, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he said that I have come that you may have life and more abundantly. So God not only wants us to live, but he wants to have an abundant life. I would imagine heaven is more than abundant. Because he said there in his scripture that I'm going, before he left the earth, he said, I am going to prepare a place for you, mansions. Man, that's pretty awesome. Father, we come before you. We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to sacrifice for us so that we can be delivered. This season, we recognize you, Jesus, as Savior. Not about Santa Claus. It's not about presents. It's not about Christmas trees. It's not about these things. It's about you, Lord. It's about your birth. And you delivered us from sin. And sin does exist, and it is real, and you've conquered death, hell, and the grave. And according to Revelations, you have the keys to those things now, Lord, because you defeated the enemy. We thank you for your humble beginning, but your heart was focused on us from the beginning of time, that you had a heart for us before we breathed our first breath in this body that we live in now. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I am taking cookie donations. So if anybody would like to drop their cookie, would you like to drop yours off? No? I don't have any takers. So anyway, you guys have a great week.